Yes, I am the Word. I'm John Batchelor with Ronan Wordsworth, reporting on a phenomenon in sub-Saharan Africa of states leaving governance and veering towards dictatorship or strongmanism, or will hold elections when things are secure from the jihadists, or fill in the blank, Senegal the most recent. However, I learned from Ronan that since the end of the Soviet Empire, the U.S. has been diffident towards developing relationships and strong institutions in these states until recently. And there is an effort underway in some fashion to represent investment from the U.S. and Europe. However, it comes up against the hard policies of Russia. And right now, Ronan, would you say that this contest is joined? Has the State Department shown up in Senegal? Has it shown up in Burkina Faso or Mali? Is it talking to the leadership there, or is that a done deal?
So if we go case by case, I think the U.S. has, I would say, definitely become much more engaged with the region since 2021, basically under Biden's administration. This started with the first U.S. Africa Leaders Forum, and then, as you say, it went into investment, but also into security. The main reasons that the U.S. was engaged in security in the region before that was to try and stop the spread of Islamic extremism as part of the larger war on terror. And it wasn't necessarily engaged in local security issues and things like this. I would say now it's kind of developed a more pragmatic approach to dealing with the different countries. If we look at in Niger, for example, there has been a military coup, and for sure Washington is still engaging with the leaders there. They try to exert pressure in the immediate aftermath of the coup and withdrew their ambassador, but have now actually submitted a new ambassador to Niger. And that is, I believe, in part to do with the fact that there's a very, very large U.S. Drone base stationed in Niger, but also because they had basically been shut out completely from Mali, from Burkina Faso, and from Central African Republic, they wanted to look towards a different approach and not necessarily go out really hard condemning the coup and be able to maintain some level of relationship with the new military rulers. So I think maybe they learned from the mistake of the first couple of countries that had these military coups, where now they have almost no presence and no ability to speak to these military leaders such as Ibrahim Traore. In Senegal, they have traditionally had a good relationship. Senegal's had a good relationship with Europe in general. They've been partners on many security missions, both naval off the coast combating piracy and inland towards the Mali border combating the Islamic extremist groups. So I think that the dialogue will still be going on. They've asked for election to be held as soon as possible without any major delays. I haven't seen any reactions following the announcement that it's going to be delayed all the way until December. However, I expect that they will be working with President Sall, trying not to isolate him and potentially give the opportunity for him to turn towards Russia as a security provider, as has been done in other countries where then they've lost out completely.
And Russia, having shown up and staying there, is this relationship developing? We have less than a minute. Is it developing, or is it about Russia showing up and having a conversation with the strongman? Does Russia want more than that, to your understanding?
Within Senegal, I believe that it would be a massive feather in the cap, so to speak, for Russia. If we look at the whole Sahelian region from Mali, Burkina Faso, Niger, the south of Libya, the west of Sudan, all of Central African Republic, the only country that it's not closely affiliated with Russia is Chad, and they've been working on that one as well. However, none of those countries actually have access to the sea, whereas Senegal does through the port of Dakar. And this would be a massive advantage if Russia was able to secure close ties with Senegal. They get access to the sea for transportation and logistics for all those Sahelian countries, as well as the potential to, in the future, have a naval base off the Atlantic coast in the West Africa. So I think it would be a wonderful thing for the, from their perspective, to have this affiliation.
Ronan Wordsworth, Geopolitical Futures, Sub-Saharan Africa, going Moscow's way. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.